Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 4th, and the whole week ahead. With Mercury conjunct Neptune today in your 7th house of relationships, this is very romantic. So if you're thinking of making a move on somebody, why don't do it with flowers or a beautiful card? That's the way to someone's heart. And it's certainly the way to your heart. At this moment in time, if someone shows they're ready to woo you, then you're going to be open to all kinds of suggestions. And here's your Sunday stars. There's a Mars-Saturn connection today, which I tell you what that's good for. It's very good for home and family affairs. So if there's certain things that you need to do, especially if it demands hard work or DIY or anything like repairs, or even building something, Mars-Saturn connects so well together when it comes to building something from scratch. So if that's what you fancy doing, even if you have to get help in, it's a good foundation day. Here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Gemini, and for you, this is a good time to consider career options. First part of the day, you might run in with the bosses or with people who are a little bit too abusive with their power, or sticklers for doing things right, or just people who are too critical. Later on in the day, however, you'll see that things lighten up and brighten up. So just try to avoid people in power at the beginning of the day. And here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely Sun conjunct Mercury. This is one of those aspects, look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because Sun Mercury in your seventh house is all about you opening yourself up and chatting and talking and communicating with someone close. This aspect works best on a one-to-one level. It can be business, it can be pleasure, it can be love, it doesn't matter what it is. But one-to-one conversations are good now. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon ensconced in your 11th house, you do have to be very careful about friendships or anything connected with a society or a group or an organisation. Everybody wants to rule the world. And there's an old saying, too many cooks spoil the broth. And when it comes to your social life, there's a mite too many cooks around today. And here's your Thursday stars. An excellent aspect between Sun and Pluto is just what you want. Not only is it empowering for a relationship, it puts passion into a partnership, but it's also superb if you're wanting to do something new with your life. It's about creating opportunities. And serendipity comes from destiny, from fate. So something could well happen today or in the next few days that you can't avoid because it's fate. And here's your Friday stars. Mars zooms into the sign of Taurus, and for you that's your ninth house. Opportunity can knock now because the next 6 to 7 weeks is brilliant if you're willing to take a chance, if you're willing to take a risk, if you're willing to forge forward, especially in one direction towards something you've always wanted. It's the start of a new 2-year period of luck and opportunity.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.